This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How journaling increases emotional clarity. A practical writing system that builds self-awareness from the inside out. In short, emotional clarity is not something you stumble into. It is something you build, deliberately, by learning to observe yourself with honest eyes. Most people know they have emotional patterns. They do not know specifically what those patterns are or what triggers them. Journaling gives you a structured way to make the invisible visible, your reactions, or defaults, and the gaps between how you behave and how you want to behave. The process in this article moves you from vague self-awareness to specific, actionable self-knowledge. Definition: emotional clarity journaling is a deliberate writing practice designed to increase self-awareness by surfacing the patterns, triggers, and emotional responses that shape your behavior. Done consistently, it converts vague feelings into specific, observable insights you can act on. Sarah was one of the sharpest managers I had ever watched in a room. She read people well, communicated clearly, and had the kind of presence that made others want to follow her. Then one particular colleague would open his mouth, and she would go somewhere else entirely. Her voice tightened. Her answers got shorter. She knew something's happening, but she could not name it precisely enough to do anything about it. That is the specific problem this emotional clarity journaling solves. Not the absence of self-awareness, but the blurriness of it. Most people who struggle in difficult conversations are not emotionally oblivious. They sense that something is wrong. They feel the heat rising. They notice the shift in their tone. What they lack is the precision to understand why it happens, what it is actually about, and what to do differently next time. Journaling is the tool that closes the gap. What follows is the process I've used and taught for decades. Why getting honest with yourself is harder than it sounds. The idea of journaling sounds simple. Write down how you feel. What could be difficult about that? Here is the truth of it. Most people do not know how they feel with any real precision. They know they feel bad. They know a meeting went wrong. They know a conversation left them irritated or deflated. But when they try to locate the specific emotion and its specific source, they reach for fog. Part of the problem is speed. Your emotional life moves faster than your conscious thought. By the time you register that you reacted badly, the moment has passed and you are already rewriting the story to make yourself look reasonable. This is not dishonesty. It is how the mind protects itself. The other part is vocabulary. Most people work with about 6 emotional words: happy, sad, angry, anxious, frustrated, fine. That is not enough resolution to understand what is actually happening inside you. You need finer instruments. Journaling builds those instruments slowly through practice. What you need before you write a single word. Before the process starts, one thing must be in place: a genuine commitment to honesty over comfort. Journaling that protects your ego is not journaling. It is story maintenance. If your entries always end with you being reasonable and the other person being difficult, you're not building self-awareness. You're reinforcing your existing blind spots. This takes courage. Real self-examination means looking at the moments where you were the problem, where your reaction was disproportionate, where your default behavior made things worse. You do not need to be brutal with yourself, but you do need to be truthful. Keep your journal private and non-negotiable. If you write knowing someone might read it, you will edit yourself unconsciously. The value of this practice lies entirely in the unedited version. The 6-step process for building emotional clarity through journaling. Step 1. Choose your moment. Do not try to journal about your whole day. That produces noise, not clarity. Instead, identify one specific moment from the past 24 to 48 hours where your emotional response surprised you, bothered you, or felt out of proportion to what happened. It might be a comment that stunned more than you expected. A conversation where you went quiet when you meant to speak. A piece of feedback that made your chest tighten before you could even evaluate whether it was fair. These moments are your raw material. Write a single sentence naming it. Today in a team meeting, when Marcus challenged my proposal, I shut down and said nothing for the rest of the session. Step 2. Describe the physical experience first. Before you interpret the moment, describe what happened in your body. Where did you feel it? Chest, stomach, jaw, shoulders. Did your breathing change? Did your face go hot? This step sounds strange, but it matters enormously. Emotions live in the body before they reach the mind. By starting with the physical experience, you bypass the story your mind wants to tell and connect with what actually happened. Write for 2 to 3 minutes without editing. Step 3. Name the emotion with precision. Now name what you felt. Push past the first word that comes to mind. If your first answer is angry, ask yourself, was it anger? Or was it embarrassment? Was it hurt rather than frustration? Was it fear dressed up as irritation? This is where emotional vocabulary becomes a practical tool, not an abstract idea. The more precisely you name the emotion, the more specifically you can examine its source. I felt exposed and unprepared gives you something to work with. I felt bad gives you nothing. Step 4. Identify the trigger beneath the trigger. This is the step most people skip, and it is the one that produces the deepest self-awareness. Ask yourself, what did that moment mean to me? Not what happened, but what it meant. Marcus challenging your proposal is a fact, but the feeling of being exposed in front of the team, the fear that people would doubt your competence, the old memory of a boss who dismissed your ideas in public years ago, those are the triggers beneath the trigger. Write this prompt directly in your journal. The reason this hit me as hard as it did is because. Then keep writing until you find something that surprises you. That surprise is the signal that you have found something real. Step 5. Examine your response. Now look at what you actually did. Not what you meant to do or what you would have done in a better version of yourself. What did you actually do? Did you go quiet? Did you get sharp? Did you deflect with a joke? Did you agree when you disagreed? Describe your behavior as a neutral observer would, not a judge, and not a defense lawyer. The goal here is clear description. I crossed my arms, gave one-word answers, and left the meeting the moment it ended without speaking to anyone. This step connects your internal emotional experience to your visible external behavior. That connection is where self-awareness becomes practically useful. If you struggle with this in tense situations, the core framework for staying grounded during tense workplace conversations pairs well with what you discover in this step. Step 6. Write the better version. End each entry with a short, specific account of how you would handle that moment differently if it happened again. Not a vague aspiration like I would be calmer. A concrete description. If Marcus challenges a proposal again, I will take a breath, hold my ground, and say, I hear your concern. Let me show you the reasoning behind this. This is where journaling moves from reflection to rehearsal. You are not just understanding what happened. You are preparing for what comes next. This kind of deliberate practice is precisely what separates people who grow through experience from those who merely repeat it. It also connects directly to the work explored in why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster. The rehearsal loop is central to that pattern. When your emotional patterns run deeper than one conversation, some people complete this process for a few weeks and find the same theme appearing again and again. The same type of moment, the same physical reaction, the same behavior. When that happens, you're no longer dealing with a single incident. You are looking at a pattern. This is actually good news, even when it is uncomfortable. A pattern is a system, and a system can be changed once you understand how it works. At this stage, shift your journaling to look across entries rather than within them. Ask, what do the situations that trigger me most strongly have in common? Is it public challenge? Is it perceived dismissal? Is it situations where you feel responsible for an outcome you cannot control? When you find the common thread, you've found your most important self-awareness work. For some people, what they discover is that their visible behavior in moments of stress is driven more by anxiety than by intention. The signs that your leadership voice is driven by anxiety rather than intention can help you take that thread further. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with this practice. These are the three mistakes I see most consistently, and each one has a clear correction. The mistake: writing only when things go badly. Why it happens. Journaling feels urgent after a painful moment, irrelevant when things are fine. What to do instead? Write after positive moments too. Understanding why you handled something well is as valuable as understanding why you did not. The method works in both directions. The mistake: stopping at the surface emotion without digging into step 4. Why it happens. Finding the trigger beneath the trigger feels exposing. It takes the conversation somewhere uncomfortable. What to do instead? Treat discomfort in your journal as a signal to keep writing, not a signal to stop. The moment you want to move on is usually the moment something important is about to appear. The mistake. Treating the journal as a record rather than a tool. Why it happens. People describe what happened without asking what it means or what to do differently. What to do instead. Every entry must end with step 6, the better version. Without it, you are archiving your actions, not transforming them. The confidence that comes from genuine self-knowledge builds on itself. Understanding why you react the way you do is directly related to how effectively you can give and receive feedback. The confidence competence loop explains why some people give better feedback in ways that connect clearly to what consistent self-reflection produces. Similarly, how you stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction is deeply connected to what you already know about your own patterns. The core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers defensiveness gives you practical structure for exactly those moments. Your journaling checklist for emotional clarity. Use this after each session to make sure your entry has done real work. Number 1. Have you identified one specific moment rather than writing generally about your day? Number 2. Did you describe the physical experience before you interpreted it? Number 3. Have you named the emotion with more precision than your first instinct offered? Number 4. Did you push past the surface trigger to ask what the moment actually meant to you? Number 5. Did you describe your actual behavior as a neutral observer, without defending or condemning yourself? Number 6. Does your entry end with a concrete, specific description of how you would handle this differently? Number 7. If you have been journaling for several weeks, have you looked across your entries to identify any repeating pattern? If you can answer yes to all 7, you have done the work. If you answered no to step 4 or step 6, go back. Those 2 steps carry most of the value. For leaders working on emotional regulation under pressure, this checklist pairs well with the Connect method for regulating emotion without losing vocal authority. And if you manage a team or lead through complexity, the confidence competence loop for managers handling workplace tension shows how self-awareness built through practice directly improves how you perform under pressure. The ground beneath every other skill. Every communication skill I have ever taught rests on a foundation of self-knowledge. You cannot stay grounded in a tense conversation if you do not know what destabilizes you. You cannot give clear feedback if you do not understand how your own emotional state shapes your delivery. You cannot build real connection with another person if you have not first learned to be honest with yourself. Emotional clarity journaling is not a soft practice. It is the most practical thing I know. Sarah, the manager I mentioned at the start, spent 6 weeks working through this process. She did not need therapy. She did not need a personality overhaul. She needed to understand, with precision, what her colleagues' challenges meant to her and why. Once she could see it clearly, she could choose a different response. That is what emotional clarity journaling produces, not a better mood, but a genuine choice. Start with one entry tomorrow. Use the 6 steps. Do not wait until you have the right journal or the right time of day. The only thing standing between you and greater self-awareness is the willingness to sit down and write honestly. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional clarity journaling? Emotional clarity journaling is a structured writing practice that helps you identify, name, and understand your emotional reactions. By writing consistently about your inner experiences, you surface patterns and triggers you would otherwise miss, giving you the self-awareness to respond more deliberately in difficult situations. How does journaling improve self-awareness? Journaling slows your thinking down enough to see what is actually happening inside you. When you write about a reaction, you move it from a vague feeling into something visible and specific. That visibility is what makes change possible. You cannot adjust what you cannot clearly see. How often should I journal for emotional clarity? 4 to 5 times per week is enough to build real momentum. Daily journaling is ideal, but not always realistic. What matters more than frequency is consistency and honesty. A 10-minute session done regularly will produce more self-awareness than an occasional hour-long session done when things feel urgent. What should I write about to build self-awareness? Write about moments that pulled a strong reaction from you, moments where you felt defensive, shut down, or unusually reactive. Describe what happened, what you felt, what you did, and what you wish you had done differently. The gap between your reaction and your preferred response is where self-awareness lies. Can journaling help with emotional regulation at work? Yes, and the connection is direct. Journaling helps you recognize your triggers before they fire, which gives you more choice in how you respond. Leaders and professionals who journal consistently tend to stay calmer under pressure because they have already rehearsed difficult emotional territory on the page before facing it in real life. How is journaling different from venting on paper? Venting releases emotion without examining it. Journaling, done well, asks you to examine what sits beneath the emotion. Why did that comment sting? What did you want from that conversation that you did not get? Venting recycles the feeling. Journaling transforms it into self-knowledge you can actually use. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.